Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Virals catches it and throws to first to double up Renick. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tovar. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virals scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Verhals moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Harrelson scores. Horton moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. Quilici moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. Alvis scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cardenas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott throws the ball towards second to get the runner. He throws it away into center field. Tovar throws it back to Renick, who tags the runner out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Cap Peterson. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 2 in the game. Suarez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Ellsworth moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Jim Cott. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Woodson now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to second. Danny Morris now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Horton moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal is walked intentionally. LeMay pinch hits for Max Alvis. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for LeMay. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to home to get Harrelson. Horton moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suarez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Suarez reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Cardenal scores. Hinton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Zoilo Viral's now playing third base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Zoilo Viral's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhulst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Kreider fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhulst moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Verhulst moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhulst scores. Harrelson scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Al Worthington now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-0, Indians. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suarez moves to second. Zolo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quilici strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tom Tyskinski pinch hits for Al Worthington. Tom Tyskinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyskinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verhulst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Ken Harrelson. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ver Als fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.